Hi, my name is Lisa Lee Oswald. Right now, I feel joy and hope. You're listening to the Mindful podcast, where our mission is to make mindfulness and meditation accessible to everyone. Welcome back to the Mindful podcast. I hope your week is going well so far. And I'm super excited to be with you this week as we continue our conversation about mindful technology use and making our technology work to support us rather than the other way around. So yesterday we talked a little bit about, how often are you being distracted? How often are you being pulled away from whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish by notifications on your phone? I'd be curious to hear from you guys what you discovered and where the bulk of your notifications are coming from. So please reach out and share what you discovered. And then today, let's take a moment to consider which notifications really need to come through all the time, right? For me, the biggest distractor, the biggest thing that would throw me off of whatever I was doing would be when I would get emails come into my inbox. And, we'll say 7 times out of 10, they were not urgent. They did not require my immediate attention. And there's research that shows that every time we're distracted from a task that we're doing, it can take up to 20 minutes to get back into the flow. So stop and think, like 20 minutes of less effective effort every single time I was looking in my email box because, oh, ding, 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 I got an email. So what I did was and this was the first time I had ever adjusted my notifications to be more focused, to be more mindful. I turned off all of my email notifications. So I still have my little email icon on my desktop and on my phone, but I cannot see how many emails are in my inbox. You know, that little like flag that shows up that counts the number of unread emails in your inbox. I took that off on both my computer and my phone. I silenced any and all notifications. So on your phone, for like iPhones, for example, which is what I've used, it'll give you options for what kind of notifications you want. So you can get a sound, you can get a banner is what they call them, when the little like rectangle at the top of your phone shows up and it's like, oh, you got an email. And then the little like number one, I forget what that's called, but it can also show you like the count of emails. And the same thing is true on your desktop, right? Like you might get a little pop-up that says, oh, you got a new email, and then it'll update the counter and you get a little sound. I turned all of those off, and what I started doing instead was setting aside blocks of time at the very beginning of my day, right after lunch, and at the very end of my day, right before going home, where I would go into my email box, read my emails, respond to the emails, and then move them, either delete them or file them, however they needed to be done. And it still took me, maybe an hour and a half each day of just corresponding with people. But when I stopped getting notifications all the time about new emails coming in, my efficiency and my ability to remain focused on other tasks that needed to be done, whether that was making outbound calls, whether that was writing proposals, whether that was prepping for meetings and different things like that, got so much better. So that's my challenge for you today. Go through and any notifications that you do not need to get in real time, turn them off. Turn them off. You can batch time to go into your email a few times a day, check it and respond. And then you can go into your social media accounts and see what notifications are waiting for you there anytime you want to. You don't need to know the second somebody comments on your picture or the second somebody, you know, looks at your reel, unless your job is managing a social media account. You do not need to know every single time somebody is interacting with you on your social medias. So take some time, go through, turn off your notifications, and enjoy some peace. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for joining us today. If you want to stay in your mindfulness practice throughout the day, join our Facebook group, Mindful Living, mindful with two L's, and follow us on Instagram at mindful_pod, where we share daily mindfulness prompts and build community around being intentional. Our music is by Danielle Nolfe.